Tyler Dunlop made the news after his desperate situation with homelessness and mental health brought him to the very bottom, looking for a way out. He's here now to share how that situation has changed and how he's got to the place where he's at now. Tyler's just published a book called Therefore Choose Life, My Journey from Hopelessness to Hope, and he's with us now. Hello, Tyler.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. Tyler, it's been, about a year since you first shared your story, since we became aware. But take us back even further than that. What led you up to that moment and why you decided to share publicly?
Well, in 2021, I began to experience homelessness when a roommate had passed away suddenly. And I found myself on the streets searching for shelter and resources. And I had gone to the East Coast and I had gone around Ontario, and I was unable to access any resources, and I found myself on the streets in the winter, no food, no shelter, no means of any kind. And in my desperation, and I was very distraught, I had applied for medical assistance in dying.
That decision was not something you took very lightly, did you?
No, there was a lot of deliberation. I had walked aimlessly for days around several communities in Ontario, and I had heard about the option through somebody on the street, actually, and I was just so exhausted. I applied for it, and it was a painful decision.
Now you've been coast to coast in Canada too, and so you've kind of experienced that situation that you were in from all the different provinces' perspectives. What do you take away from that as far as Canada is concerned and how we're looking after people that have such a desperate need?
Well, the resources these days, sadly, are largely inaccessible. You'll find that shelters are full. Healthcare is suffering and is very fractured. I think a lot of drug use on the streets has filled up the shelter system and homeless resources. So I found myself, like I said, just going from one end of the country to the other. And over the years, I've seen it steadily become more congested and more difficult to access resources.
After you shared, what kind of response did you see after your story hit the news?
There was an outpouring of both support and those whose intentions might not have been so honorable. It was very touching. I had gone on Facebook after my decision went public, and there were strangers from coast to coast, actually all over North America and even some in Europe, who were encouraging me and asking my opinion on social matters, and it was very overwhelming.
Wow. What has changed for you to this moment?
Well, I have hope. I had some people who were Christians like myself who had reached out, my friend Tim Denbach, and I was nursed back to health spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And when the dust had settled and I had regained my health to a sufficient degree, I decided against it, and I wouldn't encourage anybody to go that route. I think life is worth living.
I'm sure a lot of people, you felt their hearts pour out for you, right?
Oh, it was actually quite beautiful and touching. Like I said, there were people from all over North America and people from every walk of life imaginable. And I went from just being another invisible homeless person on the street to somebody people were trying to help. And it was quite a shock, actually, because I had, like I said, spent many years on the street off and on. And we are largely an invisible population, homeless people. And I'm really hoping my book can help change that and raise awareness.
What message would you like people who read it to take away after they're done?
That no matter how hard your situation may be, life is fundamentally beautiful and wonderful, and there are people that care about you, and even if you don't feel it at some point.
And maybe some people are in a dark place right now where you were and don't see any other hope or options. It's tough in that situation because if for other people on the other side, we can say, no, like we can see clearly that there are some better ways to go. What message would you have for them too?
Don't lose hope. It's that simple. Hope gives you the strength to put one foot in front of the other. And I find when you keep hope alive, it comes back to you in various ways, and you'll notice people will reach out, and it's not dark and gloomy as we sometimes tell ourselves. There is hope and there is great people in the world, and if you open up and you share with them, you'll see them. They're out there.
The book is called Therefore Choose Life, My Journey from Hopelessness to Hope, by the author Tyler Dunlop, who's been our guest. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we have a link to Tyler's book at our Life Facebook page. Check it out.